the name Yahweh, the only name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved. This is Brother Arnold with the Repair the Breach broadcast, Restore Page to Dwell In. You know, I believe if you'll bear with me for the next 30 minutes, which don't take long, 30 minutes go quick, hopefully we'll all learn something. You know, the Bible teaches that people going to come to him in the end time and say, truly, our fathers have inherited lies and vanities and things where there's no profit. A lot of times we're taught things and we just take it for granted. We think that, and we'll argue about it, say that's what it is. I remember one time, my mother always taught me, said the Bible said to earn your living by the sweat of your brow. And I've heard it all my life. Of course, I found out later, brow ain't even in the scripture. And I do believe it teaches in the sweat of your face you shall eat bread. And that's the same thing by the sweat of your face. You know. But just to limit it to sweating on the brow is not exactly right. It's close. And anyhow, I was at work with this brother. He was about 80 years old. Matter of fact, I bought his business out before he died, carried it on. And I would tell him, I say, well, Bub Paul, you know, the Bible teaches us earn our living by the sweat of our brow. He said, it don't say that. I said, why, it does too. And he said, brow ain't even in the Bible. Sure enough, I went home and I got my Bible out. I was gonna go back next day. I was gonna show him that, you know, because my mother had told me that all my life, meaning well, you know, and I don't think it's a salvation thing, but she wasn't exactly right. And I went back the next day. I told him, I said, well, you're right, Brother Paul. I couldn't find an accordance nowhere and find a scripture pertaining to it. And sweat of your face, you shall eat bread. And boy, I ain't even been there. I got to thinking, you know, how that my whole face was sweating, not just my brow. But anyhow, I had heard it all my life. But technically, that wasn't the whole truth. Just like she's always taught me to eat my vegetables and had told me that okra and squash, bell pepper and all that was vegetables, but that's not vegetables. That's fruit. You said, well, Brother Arnold, I knew that a tomato was a fruit. Some people don't know that. But you got botany. People that study plants, what they do, it's like you got people that study husbandry and animals and things. They look at the botany. It's the science of plants and things, and they know what it's akin to. Just like a tomato may be akin to a potato or anything. So anyhow, they trace the genes, the characteristics and things or whatever back. But I didn't really need that to tell me that okra and stuff like that's a fruit, because Genesis 1 and 12. But what made me look at it is, let me read Genesis 1:12. You listen to what it says. And the earth brought forth grass, and herbs yielding seed after its kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself. Now catch that. Whose seed was in itself after its kind, and Yahweh saw that it was good. Well, anything with the seed that's inside the body of a something, whether it's a peach or an apple, it's got the seed inside of the body, beans or fruit. I know I'm getting all kind of kickbacks on this, but I'm telling you the truth. Peas or fruit, you know, you got a pod of peas, that's a fruit. Okra and things like that. But, because it has the seed within it, you know. Mango, apricot, what are them, things I like good than think what it is. Avocados, that's a fruit. You know, some countries even eat them with sugar and stuff. And I eat it as you would a vegetable. Now, I know a lot of people probably going to check what I'm saying out to see if that's so or not, because they just don't believe me what I'm saying. But I'm just telling you that that's technical. It's right. Matter of fact, I have a World Book Encyclopedia. Here, let me read just a little bit of what it says. The seed or seeds of a plant together with the parts in which they are enclosed. In other words, the outside and the parts. Seed is fruit. A grain of barley. You didn't know a grain of barley was fruit, did you? A pod full of peas, acorn, even a cotton ball. Milkweed, pot, a nut, or an apple are all fruits. Now, of course, you can look in that many different. I've looked at different things on it, but well, Genesis 1:12 tells me that if it's got the seed within it, it's a fruit. You know, they would bring the first fruit of the wheat. Wheat's a fruit. I even looked in one cycle, they didn't tell me wheat's a fruit. Because it's got that thin out thing and the seeds in there. And our name is this, and you say, well, what's this mean with religion? Well, it means a lot. When you read scriptures like Amos, he said, what seest thou, Amos? He said, a basket of summer fruit. Well, before I even knew what I know now about this, I knew that was talking about wheat, and it was at Pentecost. Because it even mentions wheat over there. A couple of verses either above or below. But my point is this. We're taught things, but they're not sometimes actual, factual. Now, these botanists know that these belong to certain families, just like a whale is a mammal that gives birth live. A lot of people know that, you know. And milk to its young. But not knowing these things here that I'm telling you probably ain't going to hurt you too much. Might keep you from seeing a couple of scriptures like Amos and other scriptures, you know, that it was talking about at Pentecost. They were saying, when will the new moon be gone that we can buy corn? So you can't buy corn on the new moon. And the Sabbath that we can set forth wheat. Pentecost is right there at the time of the fifth new moon, end of the fourth month, beginning of the fifth. That's true Pentecost, when Pentecost is. It's 50, you number 50 days after the seventh Sabbath. You don't number 50 days out of the wave sheet. But anyhow, these merchants couldn't hardly wait to get where they can get out there and set their wheat out there and cheat the people, put some chaff in there and make it weigh more and falsify the scales and things like this. These greedy merchants couldn't hardly wait. And this, everybody likes fresh bread. And here's the new grain that nobody could eat till the new grain was the offering was made. At Pentecost, they would bring out of their houses 2 wave loaves, and then they could partake of the produce. And it's only fitting to give Yahweh thanks before they do so. So they couldn't hardly wait till the Sabbath new moon got gone so they could do this. And you say, well, if our fathers inherited lies, what are we going to do? You know, Hosea said, Yahweh said to Hosea, he told him, he said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And you've heard me say many times, what you don't know can destroy you. If you've got a lack of knowledge, that's bad. It can destroy you. Now, had I not read this out of the World Book Encyclopedia, you can look under fruit. You say, well, what's a vegetable? A vegetable is like cabbage, cauliflower, you know, just that's vegetables. But most all your cereal, your grains is fruit. Okra is fruit and things like this, you know, because the seed's within it, just like Genesis 1:12 teaches. I ain't a betting man, but probably somebody's still going to look up. I want you to. Don't try to verify what I'm saying, because you still don't believe it. My wife didn't believe it. And I didn't tell her no different. I just let her go on thinking I was crazy. And I mentioned it at service, at testimony service, and somebody in there just happened to have so on them phones they can look up something. They pull up and say, this, yeah, it says right here that bell peppers are fruit. And started naming off some of the stuff that I always said, and she didn't say another word then. But anyhow, we need to be technical when it comes to the Word of Yahweh. I do not have a doctrine that I have to look over here at a scripture and it says thus and thus, and then another scripture says thus and thus. If I can't harmonize them two, I put it on the shelf till I can. In other words, if I got a something saying something plain staring in my face, this is the way you study, people. I'm not going to go over here and pick another scripture that might fit my theology and my belief and ignore that scripture and say maybe it's a lying pen of the scribes or something like that. I've heard people do a lot of that. Listen, the scribes didn't lie. If it did, you couldn't believe none of the Bible. Now, they was accused. He was talking to the wicked. He said they said that the scribes lied falsely, but he didn't. Read it good. It ain't saying what people say. It ain't saying that the scribes. Isaiah had a scribe. Moses had a scribe. All these people had scribes. And the Word of Yahweh came to us not by will of men, but holy men of old penned it down. And be it far from us that we pit one scripture against another because we don't understand it. People will say, well, the sheep was let down to Peter. He said, rise, Peter, kill and eat. And then over here it said, of their flesh shall you not eat nor touch their dead carcass. Talking about the swine. I believe both of them. If you read on, it said Peter, he showed them what the vision meant. It was a vision. All the visions over in Revelations, you don't take literal. He said, Yahweh showed me that I'm not to call no man common unclean. Some people will call one man or another man unclean, then they turn around and eat the hog. Because they don't understand Scripture. If we can't harmonize them, we need to just keep our mouth shut, leave them alone. If I look over here in the Old Testament and it says one thing, that's my foundation. Scripture teaches it's written on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets. So let's don't leave the prophets out. If the prophet said don't eat it, and you look like an apostle saying eat it, something's wrong, people. You can't just pick one or the other. You need to harmonize them. We need to be specific. Yahweh was very specific in things he said. It's like Genesis 1:12. Seed is within it. That's a fruit. Now, I understand that when people talk about eat your vegetables, they might be talking about corn. Do you know corn? Do you know corn's a fruit too? Yeah. Corn is a fruit. It ain't a vegetable. It has that shuck around it. It's got the seed within there. You may want to look some of this up when I get to, but that ain't my point. My point is that we have inherited lies spiritually. And then a lot of people want to spiritualize on top of that. And then it becomes spiritualized. Spiritualize is spiritualized. And I know there's some things that's spiritual. I believe there's a natural and spiritual everything. Bread, water, you name it. But you can't spiritualize something away. There's a lot of things that's natural. anyhow, we need to prove all things and hold fast that which is good. Now, I know when we're growing up and our mama tells us to eat our vegetables, talking about the okra, squash or something, you know, cucumbers, all that's fruits. Got the seed in it. Like a watermelon, cucumbers, cantaloupes. We're not going to check and see if she knows what she's talking about. It's just she's just handing something down that she was told. And that's okay. You know. Here I am, 62 years old, and I'm still learning. You quit learning, you're through. A lot of people are just 40, 50 years old before they even know what a day is and when it begins. It don't begin at 12 midnight. It begins at evening. A year don't begin in the dead of winter. It begins in the spring. At the equinox. That's a revolution. He told Moses, this is the first moon of the year. That word year is revolution. You have a revolution there in the springtime, March 21st. You have one around September 21st in the fall. Two times a year, you have what they call equinox. That's why he said the moon of Bib, because that means green ears. It lets you know it's talking about the spring equinox. You can go to our website, before I forget, it's lunarsabbath.info. We've been taught that the weekly Sabbath is just count 1 through 7. Well, technically and mathematically, you can't do that because, as I've been saying for the last 2 or 3 times, two people traveling from the Garden of Eden, east and west, migrating tribes, when they meet anywhere around the globe, they'll be on two different seventh-day Sabbaths. That's an absolute fact. Then you got to wonder which one's right, and I don't know if any of us know what direction our ancestors came to this country from. So you wouldn't know which way to go back around the earth to get on the right Sabbath. If that was so, then you'd have two to choose from, and either one of them could be right, depending on if Adam's descendants went one way and the other went the other way. They'd both be right. So the traditional 1 through 7 count cannot possibly be right. That's if you don't believe me, call NASA, any mathematician, but you can figure it out for yourself. You travel east, you gain time. You travel west, you lose it. And time they meet anywhere around the globe, here in the U.S. or anywhere, don't matter. They're 24 hours apart. One would keep the Sabbath first, and then 24 hours the next day, another would keep it. That shows the fallacy of that cycle Sabbath, 1 through 7, again, 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 without any eruption from the moon or anything else. Of course, this problem goes away with the doing it by the moon, because when they meet on the other side, they both look up and see the same moon, be the first day of the moon. Let's say it was on the 15th day of the first moon, which is first day of unleavened bread, right? They both keep it the same time. And if the Sabbath, you know, if it was on the 8th, 15th, 27th, they both keep it the same time. It wouldn't affect their travel. See, y'all was not off the confusion. It sure would be confusion. These two different tribes, and they both kept up with the cycle 1 through 7, uninterrupted count, like a hamster in a cage type thing. But had they stayed with the creation Sabbath, where it said, let them, talking about the great lights, be for days and years and appointments, wouldn't be no problem. You know how they so-called rectify their problem is with a man-made dateline. They say those that went east is going to gain a day, so when they cross the date line, they need to subtract a day. Well, they can say they subtracted a day, but they still would have seen one more evening and morning than those that went west. The cycle would still be the same. That just put them on an artificial date of the month. The months are artificial. That whole calendar is an artificial measurement of time. The reason the months are artificial, they're not found in nature. Man made them up. Said just count 30, 31 days. A man named Julius Caesar introduced it, 46 B.C. That's in the encyclopedia also. If people ain't going to read their Bibles, maybe they need to read their encyclopedia. You can even find the name Yahweh in there. Look up Jehovah and tell you it was a mistake. It's supposed to be YHWH, Jehovah. I told you. You listen. My time is just about it. I told you to learn something, but you don't know it till you prove it. Don't just take my word. You verify what I'm saying. He said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. What you don't know can destroy you. You hear people say, well, Brother Harmless, I don't want to look at this. If I don't know it, then I'm not accountable. You are accountable when you don't look it up. According to Hosea, I think it's 4:6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And then it goes on down and said, and if you reject knowledge, which is a lot of people's doing on the lunar Sabbaths, his true name, YHWH, and other scriptures that I've been hounding over and over and over, you reject it. He said he'll reject you. He said, if you reject knowledge, he will reject you. Now, I tell people to verify, search and see if what I'm saying so or not. Because we have inherited lies and vanities and things wherein there's no profit. There's no profit in worshiping on Saturday or Sunday. It's holding the traditions of men above the commandments of Yahweh. And he said, in vain do they worship me when they do that, you know. Teaching for doctrines and commandments of men. Preachers out there, grown men, grown preachers, men, intelligent men, still preaching the name Jesus. They ought to be ashamed of themselves. But they have no shame. Have no shame. Grown men, not even looking up, you tell them, the scripture says that he appointed the moon for Moeds or Moedims, its appointments or Sabbaths. He appointed the moon for that, not some man-made calendar. Leviticus 23, verse 2 and 3 teaches, these are my Moeds, feast. First one, he means a weekly Sabbath after 6 work days. That's his Moeds throughout the whole year. So what about when you get the new moon? That's a worship day. That's right. It ain't counted as one of the 6 ordinary work days. Ezekiel 46. Yahweh teaches you right there in Ezekiel 46, 1 through 3. He said, let the gates be open. Talk about the gates of Yahweh's house. Be open on the Sabbaths and new moons, but shut the 6 working days. In other words, you keep them shut on them working days, the 6 working days. Talking about 6 working days of the week, but open on the Sabbath and the day of the new moon. So therefore, your first working day begins after your new moon or Sabbath. That will put your Sabbaths on the 8th, 15th, 22nd and 29th of the moon month. And it ain't no coincidence that it'll beacon the half moon on the 8th, full moon on the recognizable on the 15th, then a waning half moon on the 22nd, which is the Sabbath going down, then the last sliver. It's not no coincidence, folks. Genesis 1:14 says, let them be for appointments. Signs and seasons, it says. Days and years, which the sun takes care of the days and years. Signs and seasons. Sign means a beacon. Something that goes off and on. That's your moon. Signs and season. That word season is appointments. Moeds. Week of Sabbath is a Moed. It's a weekly feast. And the moon a beacon sign, it a beacon to Moab. People say, well, Brother Arnold, the moon is for your annual feast. Well, there wasn't no annual feast when he said that. Only feast there was the weekly feast there. Of course, the new moon, but that would have been in the next month. But when he said that, the only feast that coming up would be the weekly Sabbath. He said, well, he didn't even make the moon until day four. Well, I don't believe that the Bible teaches that, but even if he did, it's in time to do what he said made it for. He would have put it in a fourth day phase so it would beacon the Sabbath when it rolled around. Yahweh's not the author of confusion. Man is the author of confusion. Satan, the adversary, rebellion. I'm talking like this, people. I'm trying to admonish you to question your mother, your daddy, your preacher, your wife, your children. Don't matter. Question them. They can prove what they're saying. They tell you that the bell peppers are fruit. They can prove it. Go to the scientists, botanists, and study it, and they can prove it. They tell you okra is a fruit, not a vegetable. And that wheat is fruit. Of course, you can go to Scripture, Genesis 1:12. Fruit has the seed in it, which includes wheat, barley, rye, oats. All these cereal, you know, the word cereal comes from the grain goddess. That was her name. A lot of people won't even say it. I don't got no problem saying it, but anyhow, there's a lot of Greek gods, mythology, and everything. We need to search scriptures, study, show ourselves approved, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly divide the word of truth. Don't pit one scripture another. If you can't line them up, you seek help immediately. You got problems. If nobody can't help you, you put it on the shelf. Don't go one way or the other because you think you got the truth, but that scripture you choose to pick ain't no more true than the one you choose to ignore. They're all true. If Yahweh says it one time, it's truth. You don't need two or three scriptures. You need two or three witnesses to put somebody to death, let their word be established in the mouth of two or more witnesses, talking about judgment, putting somebody to death in a court of law and things. But you don't need two or three scriptures for it to be true. If Yahweh said it one time, it's true. It's just as true if he said it 10,000,000,000 times. He does not lie. It's impossible for him to lie. He must have just put that part from him, gave it over to the wicked one. But anyhow, you can go to lunarsabbath.info, and I'm going to put some articles. I'm going to start do like Brother Matthew, put some articles, and I'm already putting some tapes and stuff up. And tell somebody that you love to go over there and check some of this out. You owe it to yourself, your family, friends, your loved ones to search this out and see if it's so or not. I purpose in my heart not to take no money for preaching and teaching Yahweh's word, and it's in there for the ministry if they, you know, so desire. I've got no hidden agenda. I've got no reason to lie to you. I'm not desirous of vain glory. I've got no, trying to make myself of no reputation. I'm telling you the truth. You can call me as soon as this broadcast is over. I'll send you free literature, or you can go to the website, lunarsabbath.info. Phone number, error code is 770-483-8542. That number again is 770-483-8542. I'll send you free literature. It won't cost you a dime, postage paid. We work and labor with our own hands for what we get. Y'all was blessing us. Freely we have received, freely we give. And be sure and listen to us on Tuesday night at 9:30. Friday nights at 10:30 Eastern Standard Time. Till next week, may Yahweh bless you. Shalom.